Moving on to action item number four, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2011 fourth quarter budget report. John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is our fourth quarter budget report. So you can and you receive the detailed materials with your diligent material. And this is just a summary for the water supply system. As you may remember, we have another part of our business that we have a number of about 10 cost reimbursable contracts that we operate for water and wastewater. That, of course, because they're cost reimbursable, the revenues sort of equal the expenses. And they're in addition to this, but this is the really discretionary part of our budget, the water supply system. So we really focus on this. But this is a summary for the activity through the entire fiscal year that obviously ended August 31st. You can look, if you look at the far right column is obviously the original annual budget for the year, and then you can see the column just to the left of it. The variance indicates how we did in at least the summarized categories versus the year, and I'll make a couple of comments, although there is detail. I'll be happy to answer any detailed questions that you might have. On the revenue side, we ended up over $5 million greater in revenue, and many of y'all may know what that consists of is primarily, and Brad alluded to it in some of his presentation, we had a significant amount of sale of interruptible water during the summer. In fact, we sold our entire supply of interruptible water during the summer, primarily to a number of customers, but primarily to Dow and Gulf Coast Water Corporation is who bought the majority of it. And that actually totaled about $5.3 million of additional water sales that we didn't budget for, of course, because didn't anticipate that, and you don't typically budget for things that were really optional that we had never done before. We'd sold some significant interruptible water a couple of years back when we had a drought condition, but nothing to the extent that we did this year. So that created the $5 million. There were a couple of other items that you notice on the revenue side. Our investment income was actually down about $400,000 to $500,000 over what we budgeted, and that was simply because when we put the budget together, we were a little more optimistic about interest rates and what we could reinvest our monies in. And as it turned out throughout the year, as we went to reinvest our money for our portfolio, we just kept getting lower and lower rates. And I'll talk about that in just a second on the next agenda item I'll talk about. But that helped to offset some of the interruptible water. Anyway, that's on the revenue side. On the expense side, we did very well. We came in about $3.6 million under budget for expense. You can see that was approximately 10% of our water supply expense budget. And that's happens oftentimes each year. We certainly underexpend. Certainly, our intent is to stay within the budget, but we tend to underexpend some, primarily due to salaries, and it has to do with the lag of personnel. We have 260 some odd people in the organization. Obviously, we have vacancies throughout the year, and then the time it takes to rehire people, usually you save money, so you almost always have some savings there. And that's where a lot of that savings on the expense side came from this year. As you go down a little further, a little past halfway down on the capital projects side, we actually budgeted some $10 million of expenditure for capital projects. We spent a little short of $3 million, but really a lot of that was just some of the projects were deferred. And you'll see the spending, there was about five projects that constitute the majority of that underspending of that $7.6 million. A lot of that's going to be done this next year, and they were deferred for various business reasons and stuff like that into the 12-year, maybe in some cases into the 13-year. So that's just what happened there and why you had some underspending there. As you look down the divestiture proceeds, obviously the really big event that occurred financially early in the fiscal year, back in the first quarter, really, was the PK divestiture, and we received the $50 million, slightly more than $50 million in proceeds. You can see $50,300,000 in proceeds. We had also had potentially budgeted an amount that we would receive from the Set Ranch, not knowing exactly when the Set Ranch was going to do. Obviously, did not occur in fiscal 11, perhaps will occur in fiscal 12. And in fact, the fiscal 12 budget that you all approved includes just an amount of money. It's complete guess as to what that's going to be, because as you know, the the appraisals haven't been done on that property and things like that. But anyway, that's why there's a $7 million underspend on the proceeds side. That will again hopefully occur sometime in fiscal 12. And then bond retirement. We did not plan for this when we put the budget in fiscal 11. But due to market conditions, interest rates, and the like, and we brought to you all a recommendation to pay off two of our bond issuances throughout the year, just because it didn't make sense to continue. They were callable and could be retired, and it may our interest rates were so low on a reinvestment. We had the proceeds in our reserves and felt like that was a prudent thing. And in fact, this next year we're going to have some other callable bond issuances that we will perhaps we'll certainly be considering and perhaps bring to y'all's consideration during 2012 if that makes sense to do so. So anyway, so that's why. So we had some spending out of our reserves that was not originally budgeted. But you can see that the bottom line is we ended up at the end of the year from a budgetary standpoint, really from a cash standpoint, about $99 million in ending reserves in our uncommitted reserves versus we had planned about $95 million or so. So that's sort of a summary of our fiscal performance from a budgetary standpoint for this fiscal year 11. I will remind you that in January we'll bring the full audited financials and our audit report to you all, where you'll see the year from an audit standpoint, a gap. This is really from a budgetary, sort of a modified cash basis, if you will, which is really significant from a management standpoint, but we'll bring the GAAP report and the audited report in January to you. Any questions? If anybody has, I'll be happy to.
Okay. Thank you, John.